This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.
This weekend, the Green Party will launch a drive to gain ballot access in the 2012 election cycle in Arkansas. This petition drive begins earlier than past such drives because of a law passed by the state legislature this year requiring third parties to have petition drives over 6 months earlier than in previous election cycles. The Green Party says it will conduct an effort to be placed on the state's ballots through early December. The new state law requires the petitions to be completed and submitted by March of next year.
Harvest season often means families from around the South will flock to rural Arkansas for hay rides, apple picking, and to take in the colorful foliage. The Agri-Tourism Initiative has begun a new advertising campaign in order to capitalize on the state's pastoral surroundings and farming traditions. Donna Perrin helped to develop the project that seeks to ensure visitors from in and around the state get the most from their autumn vacations.
Tourism brings visitors to shop in our stores, stay in our hotels and other lodging, and dine in our restaurants. It benefits Arkansas's communities by bringing in outside dollars. Agritourism can offer a family outing, a relaxing weekend, a tour of a vineyard, a farm stay, or a simple rediscovery of Arkansas's rural bounty.
Perrin says that there are different events all around the state depending on the month, like Gentry's Tired Iron of the Ozarks Antique Farm Equipment Show and the Cane Hill Harvest Festival in Prairie Grove this September, as well as the Arkansas Apple Festival in Lincoln this October.
Today marks the beginning of National Hunger Action Month across the country. Food bank officials in Arkansas say economic instability nationwide is causing an increase in the number of children struggling with hunger here. A new study shows that 28.6% of youth under age 18 in Arkansas go without a proper meal. Roger Simon with the Arkansas Food Bank says the rise in child hunger rates is alarming.
There has been a 17% increase in the numbers of children that are experiencing an ongoing uncertainty over the next meal. This is highly significant. When I was growing up, I focused on being a child. Nowadays, as children are growing up, they're focusing on, am I going to have supper tonight? We have a problem.
The ConAgra Foods Foundation reports that 17.8% of Arkansas's population does not receive nutritious meals, and the vast majority of the state's hungry live in the Delta region.
A photograph taken by a graduate student at the University of Arkansas will be included in a day-long commemoration of the September 11th attacks at the museum in Washington, D.C. next week. Tracy Haynes was in New York City on the day of attacks. The documentary to be shown September 8th features her photo of a man on the phone trying to find out if his daughter was safe. Tracy Haynes is in the Master of Arts in Teaching program doing her teaching internship in 8th grade English at Woodland Junior High School in Fayetteville. Some of Haynes' pictures she took that day were part of the Here is New York photo gallery in Soho that sold prints to raise money for the children of people killed in the Twin Towers.
The United Way of Northwest Arkansas's fundraising goal for the 2012 campaign is over $3 million. The goal of $3.8 million was announced yesterday at the United Way's annual kickoff meeting. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lead in the Texas League North is now gone. Last night, the Nats lost to the Arkansas Travelers at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. That loss, coupled with a win by Tulsa over Springfield last night, means the Naturals have fallen into a first-place tie with Tulsa. The Nats play their final two regular season games of the year tonight and tomorrow night in Springdale against the Travelers, and then will end the season with three games at Tulsa.